with Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. More than 12,000 newly confirmed coronavirus patient recoveries were reported in Riverside County as a result of a new way in how the county calculates these figures. The number of people in the county who were at one point infected with the virus but have since recovered now totals 40,769, compared to 28,407 reported on Tuesday, according to the Riverside University Health System. The county defines a recovery as not manifesting symptoms for 14 days. Health officials also reported 338 newly confirmed coronavirus cases and 6 additional deaths, bringing the totals recorded since the public health documentation began in early March to 51,538 cases and 984 deaths. The new recovery numbers drastically lowered the amount of active coronavirus cases thought to be lingering in Riverside County, which now stands at 9,785, a decrease of 12,030 compared to Tuesday. The active count is derived by subtracting deaths and recoveries from the current total, 51,538, according to the County Executive Office. Healthcare workers rallied in 11 cities across California Tuesday to call for more personal protective equipment, or PPE, as well as the passage of SB 275, which would ensure healthcare providers in the state have a stockpile of PPE for future emergencies. One of the rallies was in Riverside, and KVCR's Benjamin Perper was there.
That's the sound of a car caravan of healthcare workers and supporters outside Riverside Community Hospital. They're honking in support of SB 275, a proposed law that would require the California Department of Public Health to establish a PPE stockpile for healthcare and essential workers in the state and encourage in-state production of PPE. PPE includes items such as N95 masks, gloves, shields, and gowns. Raymond Valdivia has worked at Riverside Community Hospital for 8 years as a patient safety observer.
I had COVID back in May.
Valdivia says he got the virus after he was exposed to a patient who had it.
Because during that time watching them, I was told that we had a gown shortage, and I was only given one gown, and it's a one-time use gown. So as soon as you take it off, you're supposed to dispose of it and get a brand new one for safety and sanitary measures. But I was told to reuse that one.
Valdivia says he's now tested negative for COVID, but still has respiratory problems from it. Other cities across the state with similar rallies included Sacramento, Fresno, Anaheim, and Oceanside. Riverside Community Hospital did not respond to a request for comment. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
Some children who have struggled with learning remotely can go back to in-person school this fall under new California guidelines released Tuesday. Cap Radio's Sammy Keola looks at why this is important for children experiencing homelessness in Sacramento.
When the pandemic began and schools had to close, Casey Niddle started driving homework packets to her students wherever they were.
You know, camping along the river or along the street, sometimes in cars or motels.
Niddle directs the Mustard Seed School at Loaves and Fishes, a homeless resource center near downtown Sacramento. She says while some schools are giving out laptops for remote classes, that doesn't work for students without a home.
There is no way they could plug in Chromebooks into a car. There's no electricity. And, you know, they're not going to Zoom from the side of the road. So there's no safety for children experiencing homelessness to learn online.
This fall, she's excited to welcome some of her students back to the classroom under the new guidelines. The state says schools can create cohorts of less than 14 students. Each cohort has to stay together and not interact with others. The rules also allow for in-person schooling for children with special needs, foster youth, and English language learners. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Keola.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.